What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're back with a full house. We got Cookie, Jasmine, hello. Pepper, and we have two guests in house from new upcoming podcast that we're going to be talking about here shortly. We've got a new game that we're excited to play because we've been waiting all season to play this thing, and now we finally have enough guests and enough co-hosts that we can do it. So we're going to go ahead and get into that a little bit later on. But how's everybody doing?
Great.
Wonderful.
Pretty good.
It's fucking Taco Tuesday.
Your day again, huh?
Again.
Yeah, remember Taco Tuesday means no bathroom selfies on Wednesday.
Ah, boo.
On Wiener Wednesday.
It's Wiener a thing. Wednesday.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Are you going to make it a thing now? Wiener Wednesday?
Gonna make it. It is a thing. It's in my date book.
It's been a thing.
Every Wednesday.
For Cookie, it's been a thing.
Yeah.
Change approved.
Wiener weekday.
Wiener every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that every day for you?
Yes, yes, it is. Guilty.
All right. Yeah. So we have Shannon and Val from What's Happening LA, and we're going to talk to them a little bit about their new podcast that's going to be released pretty soon here. So, guys, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
Don't thank us just yet. You just got here.
Should we be scared?
You haven't heard the show.
Yeah.
We haven't scared them away yet, so behave.
They're not going to come back.
Regret sets in afterwards.
Now you're scaring us.
Just kidding.
Not really.
Shh, be quiet.
So tell us what's the podcast going to be about, and what are we looking forward to?
I'm actually in grad school, so this is my thesis project, and I decided, because I'm half Japanese, half Irish, mm-hmm. my dad is actually, he's Caucasian and my mom's Japanese. So growing up, I was always made fun of and, bullied, basically. So.
I'm sorry for that, by the way.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to.
Screw bullies.
If I knew then what I know now.
Exactly.
That you would be my boss.
I'm actually glad I didn't get bullied now with social media. But anyway, so basically what it is, it's we're going to be talking about culture and ethnicities and just kind of showing you like what it's like to be growing up as a Hapa, what it's like walking around the world, what people talk to you about, what they say. What do you think, Valerie? Anything else?
I think you pretty much covered it. We definitely want to bring in also other racial groups as well, because we want to kind of broaden it and include like any kind of, I guess, minority group. And I'm not a Hapa myself, but I definitely can relate because I grew up in a predominantly white town. So similar to what Shannon's experienced, I kind of felt that I was not Asian enough when I got, and not white enough because I wasn't white.
I get the same thing from the gay community. I'm not gay enough.
Yeah.
I give you a peace offering, though, for your podcast. You can have Wiener Wednesdays if you ladies like.
Nice. We should be thankful for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate
I mean,
it.
If you're into Wiener Wednesdays, otherwise you can have Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It's your call.
Or Fortune Cookie Friday.
Cookie Friday.
Exactly.
That's a little racist, but take it.
You can't leave out
from
that.
My realm over here. They Fortune Cookie Friday.
We all have gifts for you ladies.
Yes.
It's like you're on Oprah. You get a gift. You get a gift.
Right?
That's great.
Well, no, that sounds like a good topic. It sounds like really relatable, and especially if you're gonna bring in other like minorities. Like, skip the Mexicans; they're obnoxious people.
Yeah, we really are. We are the worst. We are the absolute worst.
Especially Pepper. The
I am not
worst.
Mexican. I'm Texican.
What?
I'm Texican.
Texican?
I made my own race up.
Isn't that
okay?
A gas station?
She still thinks that Texas is its own country.
I'm a cowgirl. Woo!
Just because you mount a cow once does not make you a cowgirl.
Just
because I did the donkey show, huh?
I told you it was a donkey, not a cow.
Whatever. I'm going to put a unicorn
and
putting, a horn on
and
it.
Putting and putting
a
party
unicorn.
Hat on its forehead doesn't make it a unicorn.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
I need to text some people.
Yeah, she lied to you.
She lied to me.
It was that she was in the TJ Donkey Show, not
I'm
the
selling
TJ
unicorns
show.
On eBay.
See, is the regret setting in, ladies? Is it setting in
no,
already?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh. Oh, I'll no. get there. We'll get there.
Don't worry. Kemba's going to talk more in the regret.
Grad school, guys. Stop fucking up their future.
I know, grad school, because they have a future. You probably don't live with your grandma, do you?
No.
My little Cookie Lee.
High five.
Love you.
Yeah. She's calling. I got to go.
Tara said hi.
Tell her yourself.
I'll see her later, probably.
So, one of the things that we're talking about pregame, and it was kind of funny and just a little too funny to not get into it, is International House of Pancakes is changing their name. They now want to be called International House of Burgers. Yeah.
But they don't sell burgers much. Like, they're not known for
Yeah, they sell burgers.
I mean, but they're not known for burgers. They don't have different
They will
types.
Be when they file for bankruptcy.
They're known for their pancakes.
Remember that pancake house that rebranded themselves as that burger chain? It's gone now.
They're not known for their pancakes. They're known for people showing up at 2 in the morning plastered drunk and throwing up in their bathroom. Kids, that's what they're known for.
Kids eat free after what? 4?
Oh, that place with the train. Regular roof? Oh, I go there all the time.
The blue roof. I love that place.
And so not only are a bunch of people, private citizens, are bashing them and getting them on Twitter, but a lot of other restaurants and establishments are also taking to Twitter and sharing exactly how they feel about it as well. And I believe, Jasmine, you had some of those... some of those replies to their now burger joint.
Yeah, Wendy's was chiming in, and they were like, some guy was like, so you gonna let IHOP sell burgers on your block? Thought you were OG. So Wendy's was like, not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard.
You know what I learned from that statement? Don't get a ginger mad, because they are bitches. Wendy is a bitch. She can't even make a circle patty. She has to make a square.
I know,
we
right?
get it. You're different. Nice freckles.
That's right. And then they go, remember when you were like 7 and thought changing your name to Thunder Bear Sword would be super cool? Like that, but our cheeseburgers are still better. That's what they said.
Don't say my real name, please. And that's Mr. Thunder Bear Sword to you.
And Burger King changed their logo to Pancake King. I thought that was funny. Netflix was like, BRB, changing my name to Netflib. This just doesn't make any sense at all.
IHOP.
That's like Wiener Schnitzel going pizza, and we're like, we're going to be called Wiener Pizza now, or Pizza yeah. Schnitzel.
I like Wiener Pizza. Can we vote on this one?
What a pancake.
What a pancake? Oh, what a burger from Texas?
Well, they made like a pizza burger.
Yeah,
a
burger
maybe
from Texas, yeah.
I don't know. Are they just... Did they decide that they were going to start making their thing burgers now instead of pancakes? Or is how does
I
that...
I think that's what it is. I thought it was going to be like International House of Breakfast. You know what I mean? Like beef for breakfast.
That would have been smart.
Served like Bellinis and...
mimosas.
Bellinis and mimosas or something. That would be nice.
International nope. House of Brunch.
International House of Breakfast. I was going to say that. Thank you for stealing my, you know... I was going to say that right now. Think of something else.
It's not my fault you're boring and unoriginal.
Whatever. I am not boring. That's one thing I'm not.
I don't know how... So, if they go through with this, how long are you giving them like the whole transition to burgers from pancakes? I give them 6 months before they're...
I don't think they're going to do it at all. They can't.
Oh, yeah. I think they're doing it.
They're not.
I don't know. I mean...
Is it Chapter 8 that's bankruptcy?
Yeah.
They're going to turn that little O into an 8?
if they do go bankrupt, they can just leave the acronym International House of Bankruptcy.
That's what I said.
Oh my God.
Well, we didn't hear you, so it doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Put your mouth
depending
on the mic.
The geographical location, you can have International House of Burritos in East LA, or like
that's racist. That is racist.
You know.
There's already, I think there already is an International House of Burritos.
Is there?
I know there's a burrito.
It's called my grandma's house.
I want one.
You would.
I love burritos.
I know there's a Burrito Kingdom, so I would assume.
Oh my God.
Burrito Kingdom.
Wow, fucking Mexicans.
Oh, wow.
Burrito Kingdom.
So I got right away over burritos and tacos. Oh my God, where? Like,
screw
the fucking
IHOP.
Taco Man's gonna jump through the screen right now and hand
so
you a plate.
I'm so appalled at what people call Mexican food out here in the East Coast. Well, in Virginia in particular.
What do they call it?
They put a lot of, like, white cheese stuff on it. Like, that's their idea of Mexican food out here. It's like queso.
Queso blanco?
Queso!
That stuff is delicious.
Not even kidding.
As long as you put cheese on there, it's Mexican.
You go to, like, a Mexican restaurant, and you get a burrito, and it's, like, just covered with, like, this white shit.
Chipotle and Del Taco just came out with it. It's so good.
Yeah, go to Tim Morehouse, you know what I mean? Like, no. It's a bunch of, like, just white cheese.
Ew.
The queso, yeah, queso.
What kind of white cheese?
It's cheese. She said white cheese.
Like, what kind? There's a lot of white cheese. Is it the roughly kind, or is it like...
Be appropriate. That's nasty.
Is it the stuff that you
it's
don't
want
to
kind of cheese. It's not the kind of cheese you're used to, if that's what you're referring
okay,
to.
Yeah.
And that's from a cottage.
There you go. That's nasty. When you see that run.
Why? You never do.
She's up for a challenge.
Always.
Challenge accepted.
You run to a Rite Aid. That's where you run to.
Fill in
run to an IHOP and use the restroom.
Oh, there's a Rite Aid right by an IHOP where I live.
Well, there you go. Well, there you
get
go.
Me get me a burger and go fill in my prescription. Wow.
The Valtrex isn't going to fill itself.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
I hope my mom's listening tonight.
So I hope we're not scaring you.
I'm on my
off.
A game.
We're just like, we talk a lot of nonsense. Sorry.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you're excluding yourself? Don't be.
Except we do. I'm part of it. I'm
yeah,
a team player.
You guys sure do talk.
Yeah,
about
we
shit.
All do. No, you do too. You talk the most.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
It's because you're petty, that's why.
I'm not petty.
Speaking of petty, what's the most petty thing you've done after a breakup or had done to you?
How much time do you have?
Oh, my God.
According to the clock, we have another 38 minutes.
I need about 39 minutes exact.
I need the whole show.
I stand in front of a mirror and recite each petty thing I've done after a breakup.
You better stop doing petty stuff.
You know what? I used to tell my ex, this is a list of the petty things that I will do to you when we break up, just to remind her how good she has it right now.
Wow.
I do the petty stuff in the midst of the relationship, and I say, if you think this is bad, wait till we break up.
Right?
Like, I'm engaged now.
A pre-warning is like being petty.
They feel it's easier just to put up with it.
Cheaper to keep her.
Right?
High five. You get a high five for that. I have medical.
So, your benefits will be taken away.
I know.
So what about you, Cookie? Pettiest thing you've done after a breakup?
Pettiest thing I've ever done after a breakup. Well, I broke up with somebody knowing that I was going to get back together with somebody else.
Oh my God.
And then we broke up like 3 days before this person's birthday, and I'm all like, well, if you want to talk, text me on this day. So then they text me on the day that I was with that person on their birthday. And so I'm just kidding. She's looking at me like I'm the worst person ever.
That is like beyond petty. Like that's not even in the petty. I'm messed up. I'm like, have you heard of karma?
Yeah, my aunt, karma.
I'm like, that's not nice.
Your son, you mean your son's alternate name for, because
yeah.
You were being Bill Cosby and
my
that's how.
My son is karma.
Karma.
Living proof.
And for those of you that don't know, Pepper went all Bill Cosby and Nubba.
Oh, whatever. I'm not a rapist.
And now has an 11-year-old son.
He lived with me. I had rights.
We've been over this before, you psycho. No means no.
Whatever. He didn't say no.
But yes means yes, even if they are drunk, right?
Yeah. Like, he knew what he was setting himself up for.
He knew what he got himself into when he said yes.
Like, we're going to have it the next night, so I consider it's like a routine thing.
He just accepted the craziest
part. I just ended up getting pregnant that night.
What about the guests, Shannon or Valerie? Yeah. What about petty things
that you've done or maybe
or
done
had
to
done
you?
To you,
or feel like doing? I have a lot of those.
That you feel like, yeah. Like your petty wish list. Like instead of planning a wedding, you plan petty things. Like I'm gonna wear this. I'm gonna go here.
What am I gonna do to the next person?
Like, no, right. Like a bucket list of petty.
You get with a guy just so you can do petty things after when you guys break up.
So have you done petty things or
I'll be honest, no. I'm kind of lame.
Good.
But now that I probably should create a list now.
Always be prepared.
Oh, you know, unlike these people here. I've never done petty things. I've had petty things done to me.
So I haven't done petty things either.
You're such a liar. Your middle name is petty. Lying.
Wow, look who's talking.
I've never done petty things.
Right.
Have you ever had something done?
Surprise.
Get off your high horse.
Right.
I'm going to push you off that soapbox.
Have I had something petty done? No, which is good.
Aw, I wish I had that life.
And I hope to keep it that way. I have no drama.
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh my God.
Drama free. I just want to be happy.
Hey, we say that, but it never happens.
It never happens.
Only one line of Coke for me tonight.
Yeah, right. Famous last words.
No, I don't need refills on this prescription. You always need refills, even if it's an antibiotic, especially if it's an antibiotic.
You need refills. Kill that stuff.
I have CVS on speed dial.
This is famous last words. No, it's okay. It stopped dripping last week.
Hopefully it was the nose this time.
Oh, God.
No. Okay, petty. So after my ex-wife and I split up, she was moving out, and she was being a total asshole the whole week. She was going to use her, I guess, the weekend or whatever to move, like, the bulk of her stuff out. And so I decided to go on vacation that weekend and lock up the house and take the keys with me.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
After she got the U-Haul and everything, I was like, oh. And
I'm sorry.
Because since I have to have two phones, like the other phone for work and then my personal one, I just turned off my personal one and used my work phone.
Oh, you did?
That's petty.
That's being an asshole, not being petty.
That's awful.
Wow. That's not nice.
It could be worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
See what I mean?
I could have left all her shit outside.
You know what? That would have been better. Like, just lock up everything and leave all of her stuff outside saying, sorry, wasn't going to be here. Made sure my stuff was safe. Here's yours.
Oh, that would have been petty, yeah.
That's kind of sad. What about you, Jasmine? Anything you've done or thinking about?
I have a wish list, but seeing as, like...
Let's hear it. Hold on, let me get my pen.
Dear Santa.
See, the thing is, like, there's so much petty shit, like, that I'm thinking about. Like, at one point before, like, I really, really wanted to just take, like, his credit card and, like, put it in a bucket of water and freeze it.
What's that gonna do?
At some point, just so he couldn't use it. But I didn't do that.
That sounds like just a fun prank.
Yeah.
A fun prank. You gotta dig deeper. It's pretty petty, I guess.
No, what you do is you take him out of his wallet, you run magnets around on the back strip, and then you put him back in the wallet before they don't be.
Oh, you know what's fun? And I've done this before. You get their driver's license. You get their driver's license and punch a hole in it so it's not valid anywhere. That's fun. Oh, you see me? I bring out a hole punch.
Half, cut it in half.
No, the hole punch is like they have it, but it's just useless.
But if you cut it in half,
like me,
it's useless. You're not useless.
You're like, now open my bottle.
Go get me something to drink. You know what? I just remembered. I did do something petty.
What was his name?
Baby Daddy. Well, he didn't want to pay me, so I hacked into his account and I paid myself.
That's called robbery. That's stealing.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. It would be different if I owed him money, but he's the one who owes me money. Yeah, so I kind of really want
to,
like, you know, keep it cool.
Yeah, he has to
But,
pay
like, if it were the other way around, I would totally pay him with, like, I don't know, like a bunch of origami pigs or something.
Pennies. Pennies in a huge... In a huge fucking wheelbarrow. Here's your money.
Or like, make you
go
know,
to CoinStar.
Check with like a picture of me and my new boyfriend and send it to him or something. You know.
Or take a family picture with you, your daughter, and your new boyfriend, and send that to him.
Oh, okay. Wait, I have.
She calls him dad now.
I am a bad person. I do have another petty story. I think.
Okay.
I'm not like go.
You, you think? All right, let's hear it.
Tell me if it's petty. Okay, so
it's petty.
He left me for baby daddy. Left me for somebody. So I seeked out her baby daddy. Started dating him for a few months, and then yeah. So is that petty?
Yes, yes, oh, that's petty.
God damn!
That's Lori Petty. That's Tom Petty. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, dude, that's super fucking
and
petty.
Yeah, and we were like, he wanted to marry me, but I was like, dude, I'm just dating you to get back at my baby daddy. Like, calm down.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go. I knew she would take the cake.
There it is. Petty story of the day.
The funny thing is, you thought you weren't petty.
I did think I wasn't, but I forgot about the past. I try to forget about my
past.
She
was the only one that thought she was that wasn't petty. Like the rest of us already knew.
I'm petty.
Just
we all knew
just
it
just a little bit.
I just caught up. I just remembered.
I mean, when you're not sporting the dress and the umbrella, yeah.
Oh, whatever. I'm the salty girl.
The Morton salt girl.
No, I'm not.
Well, at least you have a job.
Yeah.
For now.
Till I want to be petty again. Anyways,
I want to keep Val drama free, so I'm gonna keep quiet.
So you've never been petty, Jasmine?
Never. Jasmine.
What a fucking liar.
Come on. I don't know you, but like I know you have some kind of petty in you. If you have a wish list.
I know it just coincides with like the registry. You know what I mean? Like I have like.
She doesn't like even need those glasses. She stole them from somebody that does just so they wouldn't have them. That's how petty she is. You don't even wear glasses, Jasmine.
Give them back to your daughter.
It's not like they're going to help.
Aw. So I'm the only petty one, huh?
Pretty much.
No, you are.
This was just an intervention.
It was a surprise. It's not a podcast.
I don't believe in those.
We're here because we semi care about you.
We quasi care.
I care about me too, but
that's the point.
Yeah, you need to start caring about other people too.
So what about you, Shannon? Any petty?
With my ex-boyfriend, we were moving out, and basically, I made food for everybody, and he was making fun of my cooking. So when he left the room, he was going to make a plate. So I made him a plate and I put stuff on it and gave it to him.
She's all, really he's petty. Dead now.
I like that. I like that.
She was all quiet the whole time because she was like,
sorry.
I murdered him.
She lights up a cigarette. She's all, let me tell you.
Jasmine, put that one on your list.
The quiet ones you have to watch out for.
I will.
That's a good one. I would. Yep.
He's allergic to peanuts, and I made him Thai food.
put all kinds of walnuts on there.
He was vegan, so I put fish sauce all over his fucking noodles.
We're not asking what you did in bed.
That's sick.
That's what you get for calling it burrito, International House of Burritos. That was racist. To Mexican people, not me. Not me.
Right? Not me either.
Who cares? We're obnoxious anyways.
Just my bestie.
Yes, we are.
Wow. Maybe you should add that to the list. That was a good one. dropping X-Lax on there all over the top. You won't even taste it.
Is it true when you do the Visine thing? Like, does it really make them poop or no?
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because I've dropped drops in my eyes and it went to my mouth and I've never had that reaction.
But then again, what haven't you put in your mouth?
Right, true. I'm immune to that.
Immune to putting things in your mouth?
Yeah. And getting no reaction.
That's because all the STDs that are going to live there are already living there.
No.
Oh, you be quiet.
Hey, don't clown on her. She was the one who taught me to put my neck into it.
Oh, yeah.
And did you?
Did you?
I don't know. Did I?
Well, no. Wilson's still stuck around, so apparently she did.
I have to teach you more. That's on another
so
time.
Much
another
more time, to learn.
Time. Yeah, there's a lot. It's like a whole world of dick freaking rules that you have to.
She made a book. It's called A Dictionary.
Yeah.
So it's just all in there. You can flip through it.
It's by Pepper. You can't find it in the libraries, so.
Or any libraries either. Yeah. So.
Not on eBay either.
I particularly like Chapter 11, the one on chloroform. that was a nice touch.
You should try what is those, mints? Put it in your mouth. And they'll love that.
You're talking about
like an Altoid. Yeah, supposed to do something. Or an ice. Okay, anyways. Back to what we're talking about.
Petty.
I'm over here fantasizing, like, yeah.
It's very, very easy to get sidetracked when we're talking about
dick. I know.
Tangent.
Damn it. Because dick always comes up, I guess.
It does.
It's when we're talking about this because it's just all three of us, and he's just like, exit only.
Are you talking about the butt?
You usually are.
Exit only, not in.
Nothing goes in there, you poop from there.
Well, so
you don't put anything in there.
So they say.
Ugh, you're the worst.
Take it like a champ.
So, we are going to get into a game that we are calling Lying Sack of Shit. And when we start playing this game, you'll see exactly why. And this is kind of shocking, but Pepper is actually going to host this one.
What do you mean shocking?
So, we have our two contestants, we have our three liars, we have our one shitty host, and we're going to go ahead.
And we have a team.
What the hell? Shitty host. I'm the best.
We didn't want to say this, but you're the Steve Harvey of our group.
He's fucking awesome. He's like the best Family Feud guy ever. I love him.
I'm sorry.
Survey says
that is
no.
I like Steve Harvey.
That's a shock.
Why?
I like minorities.
Oh, bull. I love
because you're a racist.
I am not a racist. I don't know why they call me a racist, but I'm not. Mm. Tell it like it is, but I'm not a racist.
Said every racist
I have freedom
ever.
Of speech. Yeah,
that's part of the racist creed. That's what they make you say before you become a racist.
Oh my god! But you guys were talking about Mexicans. Come on,
Val knows what I'm talking about. She barely knows you, and she's calling you a race. She's all, "That's a racist, right there."
Right? She's like, "That's a racist, salty bitch."
Yeah.
Like,
her shirt has the Confederate flag on it. She's not a racist, my ass.
I am not racist.
That's why when she texts me, her text message alert is the sound from the General Lee.
My nose is slightly big. She calls me Jew boy.
No, I don't.
Could you?
You should hear what she calls you when you're not here.
I call her my little cookie.
Your little big cookie?
My
cookie. Because I'm fat? How dare you?
Come here, my cookie.
I've got some holiday weight I'm trying to get off. It's July.
It's just, yeah, you should have got that off a long time ago. stop trying. Because the holidays are coming up.
Pass the chips.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get in. Let's see. Pepper, go ahead and take it away with the with number one.
Number one. The first time I had sex, teenage pregnancy followed.
All right. So who so wants to go first? Jasmine or Cookie? Who's going first?
Go, Jasmine.
The first time I had sex, pregnancy followed. And I ended up staying with a baby daddy for a few years.
The first time you had... Can I talk?
All right, Cookie.
The first time I ended up having sex, teen pregnancy followed. And I actually came out to this person before the baby was even born. So I actually have like an 18-year-old kid.
All right. So I was 15. It was... I think winter break from school. I went over to my, at the time, girlfriend's house. Her parents were both at work. We were just kind of hanging out. One thing kind of led to another. And I thought my pull-out game was stronger than it actually was, which I'm still going to say was not my fault since I wasn't the one on top. And
you never are.
Then...
Like, it doesn't matter if you're on top or not.
But she wouldn't get off. She was trying to get pregnant is what I'm going with. She's trying to trap me, no? Because I was super successful and rich at 15.
Aren't they all?
So, yeah, one thing led to another, and she ended up getting pregnant right then and there. And, yeah, so that was the first time I ever had sex.
So do I tell who's lying?
No, you're just reading off the questions.
Okay, number two.
No, so now they get to see who they're going to eliminate first, and then you guys can ask questions and see who you think is lying.
Who's lying?
I think Jester is lying right off the bat.
I think he's lying too. I think
Jester has been eliminated. All right, so you can ask Cookie and Jasmine questions to see which one of them is telling the truth.
Okay. I just think you're lying.
Excuse me?
You're all lying.
I think Cookie's lying.
Just tell it like it is. They're all lying.
All y'alls are in liars.
Right? Tell the truth, bitch.
What do you think, Shannon?
I mean, I think he's lying too, but I did believe you at first, and then I started thinking about how you are, and I was like, maybe not.
Wait, how is he?
Yeah, what do you think of me?
That's racist.
Sorry.
And Jasmine just told the story pretty quickly.
She was more believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it looks like she'd have a teenage kid.
All right, so you guys
are... Or a kid as a teenager.
So you guys are going with Jasmine? Is that the consensus?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Darn it.
Damn, that poker face is good. Darn.
Good one.
So did we get to find out who it was?
It was me.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen a vagina. I don't want to. They look gross.
He's the only dumb one.
I have seen one. They're all right.
He's the only dumb one, says the one with the 11-year-old kid.
I've never had a kid the first time I had sex, so. Not even the second time, or the third, or the fourth, or the fifth.
No, it's when you got all rapey as fuck is when you had
it.
Yeah,
when I was thinking of myself, yeah.
Okay.
I told you not to get him that drunk.
It was your fault.
He got himself drunk.
To put up with you. Oh, okay. So.
Hey, whatever. Don't blame my ghost dad.
Stop talking about the past. Ooh, ghost dad.
Oh,
he's
God.
Coming. He better come back.
Let's not bring that up again.
Okay, number two.
Uh-huh.
Ready? The first time I fingered a girl, it was at a sleepover.
So, okay, I'll go first this time. It was like 8th grade, 9th grade, and I was at a friend's house, and I always kind of was like into a sister, and she was just kind of there. We were kind of talking, and then we started making out, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm going for it. And I like stuck my hand down her pants, and she didn't slap me or push me away. So that was the first time I ever got to like finger a girl. I was like eighth or ninth grade. So, Jasmine?
When did you finger a girl?
I fingered a girl was my best friend during a sleepover. And someone else was in the room. And he still doesn't know that that was going on. But it went on. And it happened again.
I saw a porno that started like that once.
But it never really ended up being anything else other than that. But, you know, that was it. Cookie.
The first time I fingered her.
Well, for you, it'd be fingered a butt.
No, guys, really. I really enjoy fingering.
So, Cookie's out.
No, guys, it was me.
I did it.
Guilty. You guys are gonna feel really mean when you find out who it is.
It was Cookie then.
Whose poker face is strong now, Jasmine? my poker face, my poker face. I won't tell you that I love you.
Sing it, Lady Gaga.
Who's bluffing with their muffin now? I'm not lying. I'm just stunning with my lovely gunning.
You know the song. Yeah,
wow.
It's part of the oath you take when you become a gay man. They make you sing it.
One hand over the heart, the other one up in the air, slightly bent at the wrist.
And snap. So who do you think it was, ladies?
Tell us.
And don't forget, you can ask questions, too, to, like, validate.
Please ask questions.
Oh, you tell them after the first question.
I told them during the first.
How long have you been gay?
Hello. Oh, it's my mom calling.
With the Golden Girls ringtone going
off. No, that's like a Disney song.
I have to take this. It's important.
That's the Disney song.
I love how you asked that question right as my mom's calling.
I was like, we're watching a Disney cartoon.
That couldn't have been any better timing.
That was well timed is what that was.
Your mom called to tell you you're lying.
I know. She's all, you're not gay. We signed you up for a class. You're going to be fine. I have been gay since, like, acknowledging it since I was, like, in first grade. Like, I knew I was gay.
That is correct.
Yes. Jester's can vouch for that.
But that wasn't part of the question, so. We already know that.
How dare you?
But I still love you.
Aw, at least somebody does.
Always and forever.
Por vida.
You are so
smile, messed up. I'll cry later.
Who's messed up?
Well, I said Mexican, but I guess Mexican messed up. Whatever, same difference.
Same difference.
So who's lying? Who's lying and who's
who do you think's
the
liar?
Truth? I don't know this one, so.
I already knocked you out. Huh?
You're out of here.
So Cookie's gone.
What?
So now it's between me and Jasmine.
You were going to feel ridiculous in about a minute.
Been out of the closet because I was going to see, like, were you young? Did you experiment with girls?
Did you experiment with girls?
Did you ever touch a vagina?
Exactly.
Twice. Oh. Once on my way out.
And once when I decided it wasn't for me.
We eliminated him.
What about
these two?
What? But Jester told the truth last time. Unless
he'd be the obvious one.
But I'm not surprised too, because it could happen. It does happen.
See, maybe you should have been the host, Cookie. It would have been more challenging if I answered. Because I got a poker face.
I mean, we were wrong last time, but, you know, we might as well go all the way and say it's Jasmine again. We'll get it right at some point.
Eventually, we'll get it right.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
Screw trying to get your master's. This has to be the proudest moment of your life so far.
That was pretty difficult.
That and food poisoning your boyfriend.
Yes. So okay.
I was supposed to say that.
Are we ready for number three?
Yes.
Secrets are coming out. I once sent my boss a love emoji.
Wow. Cookie, go first.
Oh, okay, so... I just recently got a new phone, and I was all excited, so I was downloading, like, new emojis and, like, little, like, gifts, whatever those things are. And so I was getting ready to send one to my fiancé, and I didn't realize that my phone, like, when you go from the app store, you can't really pick who you send it to. It's just going to send it to the last person you text. So the last person I text was my boss. So when I press send... It sent it to my boss when I thought it was going to go to my fiance, and I just felt ridiculous because I had asked for, like, a day off right before that. So the last text was like, can I have this day off, followed by a love emoji.
Well, at least it was a love emoji, not the emojis you usually send.
Oh, mm-hmm. I should have, right?
Not that.
Well, maybe you would have got the day off then, for sure.
Hindsight.
The eggplant.
The eggplant. No, those are your emojis.
No, so. I prefer the banana.
They have a banana one?
They also have a hot dog. It's adorable with a little bun and ketchup and mustard.
I gotta get that one.
Shocker.
Is what they called her in high school.
No, that was in junior high school.
Oh.
Yeah, I moved up.
All right. So, you ever have one of those, like, marathon long, like, sexting sessions with somebody, and then other people kind of start interrupting that, and, like, you got messages and you're trying to clear them, and then sometimes you fat finger it and go to the wrong, like, the wrong message, and you inadvertently text somebody, like, you know, like a random dick pic or whatever that they didn't ask for, or... I mean, but that's when they're the best, right? When they're like...
When
there's no context and they're unsolicited. Yeah. Isn't that when they're the best?
I always feel like the most love when I just get a random D-pic.
Surprise!
Yeah, unsolicited and with no context. I heard that was like, that really fucking does it. Like, that's the best.
Mm-hmm. It's a panty dropper is what it is.
It's unexpected.
Yeah. So, like a pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, texting and then... She put something that was really awesome, so I put a bunch of heart emojis, and when I hit send, unfortunately my boss was one of the people that was kind of interrupting me, and that didn't work out too well. I mean, he wouldn't stand in front of me anymore, like, kind of like every time I left, he would, like, back out of the room. Aww. He, like, weird about shaking my hand from then on afterwards.
I would too.
So.
I would have fired you.
He actually got a promotion after that, so. Oh. There you go.
So he wasn't too weirded out.
No, not too weirded out. Like, which was kind of weird in itself, but, you know, hey, whatever.
We've all been in a loveless marriage.
So. All right, what do you think, ladies?
I think it's Cookie. I think you're lying, yeah. Jester.
Yes, that literally happened like 3 hours ago.
Yay, Cookie!
2 out of 3. That's what my mom says about her kids.
I can really see you doing that. I've only known you for like these past hour. And I can see you doing that.
She knows you.
I know, right?
Yeah, see?
She's got my number only because I've given it to her like 3 times. Like, we should hang out. I want to diversify my friends.
So is this?
And she called me a racist.
So is this who you're, like, leaving me standing up for?
It's an upgrade, obviously.
Oh, whatever. You better answer my calls.
No, he's just going to text me again. Jesus Christ, yeah. Pepper's texting me again.
Laugh
make her
out
stop.
Loud.
Make her stop.
Oh, my gosh.
You better not.
Let me at least finish this needle off, and then I'll get back to you.
I'm important.
Right in the middle of a line.
I don't care.
She usually does, right? That's like the worst. Yeah. Time. Like, she's like the worst about it. I'm like mid-bar.
It's like your mom walking in the restroom right when you're masturbating. I mean, sure, you left the door open and unlocked, but still.
That's your fault. turn your phone on silent. I do.
Gross. Well, if he turns his phone on silent, how is he supposed to hear the porn?
No, thank you.
It's called ring and media. So, like, ringtones on silent and media's up high.
You can tell who's a pro at watching porn in the bathroom.
That's right. Turn that shit on silent.
It's more useful when you put it on vibrate, though.
It's useful for
you
guys.
I got something else vibrating.
That's gross. No, I wouldn't do that. Sorry.
You like to get double use out of all your technology, don't you?
You really do take your sex toys with you to the bathroom, don't you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking
where
psycho.
Else can I get privacy? Like, come on.
Isn't there a lock on your room?
I have a child. No.
I have a child. Don't blame it on Jimmy Neutron.
I have a child.
Mom.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you can't just keep it in your room?
Like mother,
I have
like
a
daughter.
Child. They He's both sitting in it's in summertime. During school time, yeah, I'm in my room. But yeah, summertime, I'm in the bathroom.
She's on schedule then.
Right now and he didn't want to do summer school.
And unlike you, he didn't have to.
Oh, busted.
I didn't have to either. I just wanted to get more smarter.
Yeah, it shows like it totally worked.
In the more smarter comment.
I was educating my mind.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I was educating my mind.
You were doing something.
And then the meth kicked in.
I was teaching my body.
All out the door.
You don't need all your teeth.
Teaching my body and
said it the Midwest.
And by the Midwest, you mean Riverside?
Yes, yes, I did.
Riverside. I heard that was a nice place, but I guess it's not.
Have you ever been to Riverside?
Yes, I have a long time ago. And it used to be nice, but I guess it's not.
Okay, if you say it...
Like when it first was built.
I was...
Oh, my God.
If the phrase, it was a nice place...
It was.
And Riverside are together in the same sentence, you've never been to Riverside.
I have been years ago, like years.
The meth county of America?
Is it really?
That's where it is?
I mean, that's what my dealer said, but I don't know.
What?
Is it really? I mean, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, I'm asking for a friend. I want to make sure that this card is accurate.
How is the quality? Is it really good?
I was just in Riverside last weekend.
Did you pick up? Did you pick up anything?
So no. What kind of person you are?
But are you here to share?
Did good. You bring enough
place,
for
right?
everybody?
It's not a bad place. Not,
I mean, I didn't see anything
see?
Bad.
I wouldn't send you a postcard from there, but...
I don't even think they have those.
Yeah, it's cool if you like dirt and heat and like.
I love that. Dirt
it is very
and
hot
heat.
Though.
It's very hot.
And I love being in the middle of nowhere.
Like my life.
You just like it there because you like meth.
I just like being in the middle of nowhere, no distractions. Like just do what I need to do. I don't have to go to the bathroom. Do it outside in my front yard.
With distractions from your like fucking your awesomely like amazing super full and super busy life.
I get constant bothers like when I'm trying to do things.
Constant bothers?
Yeah, I call them
you
constant
just get
bothers.
Constipated from anal.
No, that actually helps.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
It's like an enema. Just releases.
Wanted to hear her say it. I've never heard her say anything but.
She says everything
you.
But.
If you ever constipated, do it in the butt and you're like releasing all your, you know, toxics.
Get you and your holistic medicine out of here.
No shit. You know they make X-Lax for that too.
Well,
right?
I'd rather take a dick in my ass than an X-Lax.
Yeah, no shit.
Or an enema.
Your voodoo woodoo crap. Not here.
You be quiet just because you're against it. Don't try it till you knock. Don't knock it till you try it. Isn't that what it is?
I ain't gonna try it.
Try it.
Nope.
Wedding
night. Nope.
Wedding night.
Nope.
Pass.
Nope. Honeymoon.
Nope. Nope.
There's
like, if he wins the lottery and I haven't signed a prenup, then maybe I'll try it. Like, how much did we win? Right. Oh, well, millions?
How the hell else are you going to get your half?
Yeah, exactly. By putting his hole in it.
You got to do what you got to do.
You get your half by sticking it in the hole.
Then he gets to play your favorite game, just the tip.
You want to host that, Pepper?
Sure. I'll do it. Anyways, let's stop talking about that. Back to the show.
You're the worst.
It's not that bad.
Tell them, please.
What's that bad?
Like, they act like little, you know, oh my God, it doesn't hurt. Take a deep breath.
Don't get me wrong. I think pain is fun, but there's certain things you shouldn't inflict pain on, and that's one of them. Really? Your eyes is another. Nothing should go in your eyes either.
Well, it's a hole.
Oh my God!
Yes, we remember your motto: "If there's a hole, there's a way." But that's how you got ocular herpes. So
I never got ocular herpes. No.
No, her motto is "Fill up the hole." There's a hole for a reason. Now unempty it.
You're gonna be quiet. Enough about holes.
Go on.
Oh, then shut yours.
That was
host.
A good setup. You're welcome, Jester.
High five. I'm the host.
Righty needs to sponsor us, dude.
Right? Pepper, shut your nonsense hole. We are coming up on our time, but I wanted to say thank you again to Shannon and Valerie for coming in. Don't forget to check out their podcast. We're going to be posting up where you can check them out, links to their social media, and as soon as they put up their first episode, we'll go ahead and post that on our social media so that you guys can go ahead and check them out. You guys, thank you for coming in. It was great having you in the studio. Hopefully you guys can come in again and do some
hopefully
more of
these. Hopefully we didn't scare you off.
Guest spots with us.
You're like, I'm scared of Pepper.
We're best friends, right?
Yeah, we're hanging out. We're BFFs now.
Oh, what? I thought I was
thank
your
you
BFF.
For having us.
But thank you
sure
for having
you are.
Us.
Thank you for coming.
I just sent you an emoji.
All right, guys. Well, we are down to our last three episodes of season two. And we are going to have more guests on to close out the season. And we are more than likely going to do another best of, just like we did for season one. So be on the lookout for that. And then we're going to take a little bit of a break, go into our planning for season three. And we'll be back with more episodes after that. Some more Rice and Beans Radio and more bonus shows in the meantime. So until next week.
When you're too tired to sleep and too horny to masturbate, listen to Rice and Beans. Peace.